Welcome back, everybody, to yet another episode here on the O'Shea Duke Jackson main channel. My name is O'Shea. For those of you who are waiting in the live stream, I definitely welcome you here to the chat. And I'm echoing on my side here for some reason. And from those of you watching the restream, thank you for watching. Also, today we have a very, very interesting show. Yes, the title was real. It is not to be phony or anything like that. It's actually the real show. I'm ugly, so I got to lie to women. Now, this comes as a spinoff from the show that we had yesterday on my Sunday Rumble show. And we had a discussion in between Black Male Talk, who is our guest of honor tonight, and Alan Roger Curry. And that kind of led off to another whole subject, which I would, which I'm covering tonight with him as on a one-on-one tip. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on the guest, Black Male Talk, the YouTube channel. Welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. You know, I'm glad to be here. Actually glad to take part and speak my truth. So what's going on, man?
All right. No, and thank you for coming on. The last show we did really, really perform really well. We did last month. For those people who may not know you, what brought you into the Black YouTube space?
I wanted to talk about Black topics and Black issues and politics and things, especially from the Millennial X version. I know we have the older tier version of Black men in the upper 30s and 40s, and they were giving their game and they were talking on their expertise of their successes and their life struggles and journey. But as far as it goes for like younger Black men in the teens and 20s and 30s, like coming into their 30s on up, there wasn't so much of us like actually speaking in politics, talking about relationship and life issues and getting a job and resources and that type of thing. So I saw it was as an open market, and we've been doing good. We're doing very good.
Let me ask you this, because the topic that we're talking about is a very interesting one. Dating coach Alan Roger Curry was on last night, and Alan Roger Curry, it is his position that, and shout out to Super Sly, the name of the show we talked about yesterday. Is that right. Me or you?
That was me. I got it.
Yeah. The name of that show was Why All Black Men Need Side Bitches.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Intentions that it could backfire. But you had a little bit of a difference of opinion about side chicks in kind of not telling the truth. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I sure enough can talk about it, because the way how they were giving the game or spitting it, it was like some type of fictitious fairy tale to like men in my disposition or from my type of background. And the reason why I was looking at that was it was like listening to Superman give Aquaman like tips on like, hey, you want your own movie? Like, let me tell you how to come by with that. You know, first of all, you got to get a bad chick or something like that. And I'm like, listen, man, it all sounds good. You know, you got the nice cream cut hair and, you know, the smooth skin and, you know, you come from a nice family. But I was born in a barrel of gasoline, and, you know, from the ninth pit of hell. Like, I can't just say those kind of smooth words. I got yellow teeth and I look all jacked up. I can't just walk up to a woman and say, hey, baby, like, if you ain't with my program, you need to hit the road. Like, I'm lucky if a woman looks at me and gives me a blow pop. Like, I can't just say those types of things and hopefully, like, spit games. Oh, man, I wasn't lucky. I was one of those background dancers in Thriller. So,
oh my God.
You're talking in some type of lingo that is foreign to me, you know? So, the stuff that they were saying, it was more of a biased type of spit and game. Now, it's their truth now. I'm not going to say it doesn't work, but I'm not them.
Okay,
But for men in my disposition,
right,
I have to start from the ground on up. Like, I can't depend on looks. I don't have that type of pocket where, oh, wait, you ain't gonna talk to me? Well, guess you don't get no Burger King. Like, you, I can't say those type of things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta have some, I gotta be realistic.
All right.
I gotta use what I got. And that's the thing about it, why a lot of men, when we gotta be realistic, like, reality hits you real hard when after you finish turning off that Instagram or that XX video, you're like, yo, you look at your, you know, your MySpace or your Facebook, and you know, the only person that's really talking to you is that girl in the church choir that, you know, she ain't never seen anybody but Jesus as a man. So you gotta take what you can get. Like, the only woman that's talking to you is grandma and the girls at the church choir, but you can sing. So you got to have some type of tricks or skill set that can possibly get you close to women to actually want to deal with you. So when they're saying that, oh, I can go through umpteen women, I'm like, bro, I'm lucky if I can get through one woman for the year. So what you're saying is, you know, go ahead, bro.
All right, let me talk about this, because you said dudes at your disposition. I mean, I'm team ugly nigga too. Some guys are in the chat saying, hey, man, like, it's really not that bad. You a little bit too hard on yourself. You know what I'm saying? You probably could do, you know, ain't nothing really wrong with you, nothing like that. But when people tell you that, what do you say?
I'm hard on myself because I push myself into situations, even though I mentally, it's like when you go into a fight, like, if I mess up and say the wrong thing, I can easily lose the fight. And you got to think for brothers who are in this position, because at one time I was an introvert. At one time I stopped trying to talk to women and I started to have to just focus on myself. Like, listen, I can't just do like my cousins and go to a party and throw down some weed and take a girl upstairs. Like, I can't just do that.
Okay.
I got to have some type of thing going for me to make females want to really deal with me. Okay. So one of the things, like, my granddaddy, he had me going to the farm and had me working out, like chopping wood and, you know, building up my body. Another thing was I stuck to the books. Mm-hmm. Like, if it wasn't a girl who could actually have a talk with me about, you know, atoms and particles and comic books, then maybe I was fishing too hard for somebody who was out of my reach at the time. Because as some men, if you don't got the right type of fishing bait, then you throwing your line out for no reason. You're going to be sitting there for hours. Versus you can catch those little guppies and catch enough of them, you can still have a good meal. So at the time, I had to tell myself in the mirror, like, listen, you ugly, but there's an ugly girl out there for you. You just got to know when to make your move.
Okay. Let me say this, and shout out to Deuce X Machina. Don't worry, bro. Irene confirmed that ugly men are coming back. Thank you, brother, for that. Guys, come in the chat, like the video. Let me ask you this. You were in the military, and before I kind of go into some of those other things, you were in the military for some time.
Yes.
Now, is your preference black women?
Yeah. Yes. I prefer black women. I have had different women.
Okay.
And I like I said, once I started getting to a position in my life where I had money, I had access, I could travel, and I could go about different places in the world, I wanted to get that out of my system.
All right.
And as I noticed that despite my looks, but the position that I was in with, you know, the money, the knowledge I had, where I could talk about art and literature and stuff, where I could actually, you know, speak about things that, oh, wait, he's not just a dumb, this is not just any type of dude. Like, I can't say any old type of thing to him because I worked so hard for where I got to. Mm-hmm. I wasn't about to throw it away for a woman. So being that I was shut down so many times by females, I grew callous to rejection. Mm-hmm. So a female saying, ew, go away. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll take my chances somewhere else. It was nothing for me to eat alone. It was nothing for me to be by myself. And that, I could think to, you know, my time of being rejected by women in school. Okay. Or like coming up.
Let me ask you this then. When you were overseas, let me ask you this. Is it harder being team ugly with black women or team ugly nigga with non-black women, in your opinion? And talk about the differences.
Ooh, that's a good one. As far as it goes for black men dealing with women outside of their race, I viewed it as more so as a fetish, or you're being used as a means to make their race more jealous of hey, I'm with a black man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I would watch how German men would get mad that, you know, they'll see, you know, like a blonde or a brunette or redhead German girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, this girl's like an 8 or 10. And she's walking with me, holding my arm and drinking wine and rubbing and, like, you know, wiping my cheek and stuff. And, you know, the German dude's just sitting there puffing their cigarette, staring at me hard. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it, I understood and I was comfortable with, she was using me and I was using her. So I was fine with accepting that, because I understood that at the end of the day, you know what? Me being a 7 and her being an 8, it's fine. Because I got the resources. And of course, this is why some men travel outside of their means. Now, as far as it goes for dealing with a black woman outside of the country, when it comes to that, it's more so of, Negro, what can you bring me?
Okay.
Because you got to understand, the way how people look at black people outside of the U.S., it's a whole different ball game.
All right.
It's a different ball game. In the sense of, when I went over there to Asia and I met a black girl in Asia, and she was there at a peace corps, you know, out there doing some peace work, and I was like, hey, you know, how you doing? You know, I thought she was going to be impressed. She's like, oh, okay. Because she already knew in her mind, like, okay, the only reason why there would be a black guy here is if he has some money or he's with some type of affiliated connection. Like, that's the only reason why a black dude, like a black person, like my tent would be out there. So I already know what you got. So what is it that you want?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she was more direct. Versus the white person, they're like, okay, well, he's here. So this is like an exotic attraction. You've seen another black person, they're more so like, if they're in the same lateral position of you, like when I met the girl in Asia or when I was dealing with military chicks in Germany, they were more so like, yo, like, what's good? What do you got? Like, you can't really shuck and jive and play too many games. You got to have something to bring to the table, like a peace offering, why they want to deal with you.
Okay. Yeah. Let me do this. Shout out to everybody here that's in the videos. 220 people watching. Do me a favor, hit the likes up on the video. For those of you who are not subscribed to Blackmail Talk, go into the description and subscribe. Hit the bell on the notification bell. Get the likes up, brother. I need 61 people to like the video. Let me ask you this real quick.
Go ahead, brother.
Because black women require so much, right? Mm. In comparison, like, what do you have for me? Now, is it easier to be more upfront with white women or non-black women than it is to be upfront with black women what you want?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because you're already coming in at the negative.
Mm-hmm.
You're already coming in at a negative. You gotta understand the disposition that the world has already placed on black people, especially black men, is already at a negative value. So when you're coming at them and you're speaking with knowledge, you have a vernacular tongue, you have weight with money, and you can actually move through a crowd, in and out of a crowd,
mm-hmm.
and you can code switch on the fly. She's like, hold up. I can take you with me to that EDM bar. You know what? I'll buy you a drink. Because now she sees that you're not going to embarrass me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already one thing. I got an exotic attraction. I got a black man on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're nicely built. You're clean cut. You're with the military, so I know you got some money. Mm-hmm. You got connections. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're smart and you got some things going for yourself, I don't mind taking you around my other females. Mm-hmm. So when I'm sitting at a table or at a tavern with, you know, some Ukrainian chicks and some German women, and we're talking about going to, like, you know, beer fest, like, it's a go. You know, I'm calling up some of my brothers. You know, like, I don't want to call the pretty brothers. I'm sorry, I'm not going to call you pretty brothers. Okay. I'm not going to lessen my chance. I'm going to call the brothers who are within my range limit, who have the same disposition as me, and I'm saying, hey, bro, listen, there's 6 of them. There's 4 of us.
Okay.
There's no way we can lose. There's enough for all of us, so we don't have to compete.
Okay.
Everybody go there. Bring your money. Bring at least about $800 to $900.
why? Gotta, wait. Why you say bring at least $800 to $900?
You gotta plan just in case. Like, there's nothing free in life. You got to pay to play. You got to pay to play. I'm trying to make sure I take home a win. I'm not going home with no L. Ain't no way I'm spending a whole day at some loud EDM bar, like nodding my head to stuff I don't even understand, and not come back with a trophy. No, I'm not doing that.
He said take 8 to 9.
No. I told him, I said, that's the match you need to bring. And that tag, listen, before you get in that band, I need to see. Pull out $800 to $900. You have, oh no, $500? Nah, sorry, bro. You ain't gonna be much in my wallet. No, how much you got? Oh, you bought $1,000? Oh, you definitely gonna come through, bro.
Oh, I
it's equivalent exchange. I make sure I already know. I already know what's gonna happen.
Oh my God. All right, let me talk about this, right? So again. Let's talk about some of the lies you've told. You know, I don't know about now, right? But you said, because you're like, look, Alan Roger Kerr, I don't have the looks that you have or anything. So you said deliberately, you've told lies before just to get some ass. Is that true, or were you just saying in general, or were you talking about yourself?
No, I'm saying that's true. Like 120%. That was I built myself up even all the way to my marriage. That's how after a while, when I didn't have to fake it to make it with my wife anymore, I was like, she's like, Joe, you don't do that. And you're right, I don't do that. Now you see me, you've been with me for 2 years. Welcome. This is what I do. I lied my way all the way up to my marriage. Like, I don't know why these dudes be telling these stories like, yo, like once I told her my truth, like she, listen, if that's the case, most of these women would run from us. Let's be for real. Like, at some point, everybody comes into a relationship and they're going, well, I don't agree with that, but I'm going to lie about it just to see this through where it goes tonight. Like, I don't know why they be like, oh, I don't want to watch that movie. But you know, you watching that movie, that's going to get her in the mood. Right. But you're going to be like, nah, I'm not going to give up my man. No. You're going to say, listen, do I go man code or do I go GTD? Like, I mean, you got to choose. I'm going to go GTD, get that win, and then I live to tell the tale. Like, I'm sorry, but some of us don't have those type of options. Like, you got to use the skill set that you do. My granddaddy told me the easiest way to get to a woman's heart is you got to lie to get to her heart, man. It's not like it's a big thing, because after a way, she's lying to you about some things. For better or worse, that was one of the biggest lies that we started telling each other at the altar. So,
yeah. Is she gonna see this?
Oh, she already know it. She already know it. So I'm good. Listen, after a while, man, after 7 years, you ain't got to lie no more. It started getting really truthful. Like that, like Steve Harvey said, once you stop lying, that's when they should stop worrying. But you ain't trying to bite no, you ain't trying to cut no corners. Like, nah, baby, I'm broke. What? You said you, nah, listen, I ain't gonna lie. I spent that money at the bar. I shouldn't have spent it, but I did spend it.
All right, let me ask you this then. Can we give us a story, if you can, of when you lied to get some? Because I mean, because you know, like I know one of you talking about you told somebody you was gonna pick up the kid or some shit like that, to take the kids out to. Okay, let's talk about that story, because that would sound like it was like. Can you talk about that right now?
So. What went on to happen was this. So pretty much, I saw this woman at the doggone at the Little League football game. Now I ain't gonna lie, she was bomb as hell. Now she had two kids there. Now those two little demons, they could play football, but they were bad. Like no coach could coach them. Like Phil Jackson couldn't even coach them. Like they were just that bad. The only way you could get them right was by beating them. But the mama was bad, and the thing about it was she was like, well, I really wish I had a man that cared about being in the family. Like, first of all, nobody wanted, everybody knew the reputation of her. Now, I'm not going to say her name, so we're going to call her Ashley.
What was her reputation?
Listen, Cherokee and Pinky had nothing on her.
Oh, okay.
Let's just put it like that.
Okay. Okay.
She reigned in the halls of man. I just wanted to climb that mountain at least once.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I said, who's that? That's our mama. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the boys, you know, they're going to be protected to their mama. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, oh, okay. I said, listen, tell them, I'll tell you what. This is where it start going downhill. I'll give y'all $10 a piece. Tell y'all mama I'm a good coach and that y'all look up to me. For real? Okay. So I gave them $10. So she was like, oh, really? So.
Wait. I want to make sure you gave the kids $10 to tell them, to tell their mama that you look up, that they look up to you.
Yeah.
Did you give them $10 a piece or just one $10?
No, I told her I was going to get them $10 a piece, but I only gave them one $10. So I know I'm lying to kids and I'm also lying to women.
She did the kids, Shady.
Right. Listen, I gotta do what I gotta do, bro. I gotta save some money to get to the break. Right, listen, there's gonna be casualties in the room. Listen, there's gonna be some casualties. Listen, man. There's an art of war. You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta be a slime ball. You gotta get that one. They're like, hey, this is only $10. I'm like, listen, man. When we get to the floor, I'll get you another $10. Listen, y'all already know I don't get paid until Friday. So you can stop with that foolishness.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, you know, I'm saying I'm talking to her. Now, in talking to her, you know, now it's no secret that, you know, that everybody wanted to talk to her. So she was like, listen, I just want that one man that cares about me and my children. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't care about her children like that. I just wanted to get close to her. So I'm like, listen, I'm tired of all these men always just trying to come at you and not treating you like a queen that you should be treated and all that. I'm saying all that hotep queen stuff and talking about how, you know what, when I saw you, God touched me and told me to come over to you. So, you know, after the time goes on, you know, it took me like at least about a good week of just, I was lying. I was like, you know, I was picking her kids up from the school, knowing, and like, I think every time I picked them from school, I had to buy them Cheetos and hot Cheetos and Juicies and stuff. And, you know, they'll say, mama, like, can you have Joe come over? Now, every time I got to come over, you know, I get to sit with her on the couch. I get to rub up on her. You know, when she's cooking, she'll cook me some, like, a hot bologna sandwich and some and Swiss cheese and stuff. You know, I'm feeling good stuff. You know, I'm getting my win. And, you know, I had the guys at work talk, yo, bro, I saw you go in Ashley's house, bro. Like, what happened? You know, dog. She's my woman now, you know what I'm saying? Oh, bro, you playing daddy to that? No, you know, I'll take care of those kids. You know, she, you know, somebody else do that, but you know what I'm saying? She called me, you know what I'm saying? So she blown me up now. Dude's thinking that she blown me up. You know, I talking to her about, you know, how, you know, I want a family and stuff, and I want us to be together and how I love her and all that stuff. Listen, man, like every day I got closer. Like the first day I got to touch her booty. The second day, you know, I got to feel on her thighs and stuff, you know. Then after that, the one time when she's laying down on my stomach, you know, I'm copping her, you know, her titty. You know, I'm feeling great. You know what I'm saying? Other women are looking at me like, ooh, girl, like you walking with Joe? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's a good man. Like, I'm feeling like, yeah. You know, other females are noticing me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you got a female walking with you, a lot of guys don't understand. When a woman starts walking with you, other females start noticing that.
Right. That's true.
When females see a man around kids, and you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, I had to slap them up a little bit and give them, you know, snacks and juices and stuff. But those girls are like, oh man, you got the Bradley boys on behaving? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking them to my mom's church and, you know, I'm going to drop them off there. You know, I'm going to go head back over to the house. Like, where the kids at? You know, oh, they with my cousin. They at church. They ain't going nowhere. My mama just going to beat them and make them sit there for Bible study. So, you know, that me, I'm being a goon. And then, you know, I'm having a good time. But then finally, the daddy called. And I already knew. Now, this is when, I'm not going to lie, this is the lowest of my low. Because I had a thing of going after mentally damaged females. I would go after mentally damaged females. And what I mean by that was I understood, like, whenever she would call her baby daddy, she would always be distraught and she would always want comfort. So I know y'all gonna think I'm an evil villain, but this was my chance. You know what I'm saying? I said, listen, baby, let me go run you some bath water. Let me go, I got some Johnson's & Johnson's oil. I can heat it up in the microwave and give you an oil massage. You know, it's the oil massage trick. Once you give a woman an oil massage, you're good. So I'm like, yes, I'm going to finally get that win. Mm-hmm. Everything's going good. She's distraught. She want to be soothed and comforted. The kids are gone for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing can go wrong. And sure enough, I got the win. It was amazing. Okay. Amazing. Like, I just couldn't stop. And then after I got in that one time, like she would call me up whenever she was distraught. She would use me like, hey, like you want to come over? I know. And after that, like then she started actually making me have to put in work. And I'm like, whoa, I'm not really ready to be a dad, or you really talking about a family. And I'm like, wait, I'm still young.
What do you mean put in work? Can you explain what you mean by that?
Now, for me, I didn't see past getting the draws. I just thought that once I got the draws, that was it. Like, she would be done with me. But because I was like so thirsty and simping too hard, mm-hmm. but I was in a desperation mode. Like she depended upon me. Like, hey, listen, I got to go to work. So I need you to come pick up the kids. And I'm like, okay, baby. But you know what I'm saying? But what time are you going to get back? So, you know what I'm saying? But I really want, you know, I need some love too. You know, okay, go get the kids. All right. So I'm sitting there waiting. You know what I'm saying? Really, I don't got the kids. I done paid my sister to watch the kids while I'm sitting at the house just playing Xbox. You know what I'm saying? So by the time she come back, you know what I'm saying? You know, I already have the kids there. They upstairs in bed. She thinking like, yo, I got the full deal package. You know what I'm saying? Then after that, her doggone cousin had to ruin it.
Girl, how did her cousin ruin it?
Because, man... God dang, Tashonda, that woman's a devil. Because I didn't want to give her $10 in gas, she gonna tell her, first of all, he don't even be watching your kids. They be at church. And I'm like, okay, but I'm still watching them because they were my mama. Then after that, she gonna hit me up about, well, Joe, do you really love me? I'm like, oh. Now, what happened was, and this is why I got too greedy, because when I started getting it from her, and like I said, once you start messing with one woman, now mind you, she worked at a call center. So I had access to all these call center women. Now, me as an ugly nigga, I didn't know what to do with it. I was like Scrooge McDuck. So I was like, there's a whole platter of women. So I'm like, Joe, are you talking to anybody else? Now, I hated that question, but I didn't know how to lie. But I started, I said, well, I talked to one of your friends, but we're just friends. Oh, who you talking to? Now, I didn't know women talk. I never had game like that to actually know how to manage a woman. So I was like, I talked to one of your friends. I mean, I don't know her name, but, you know, she come by. She's like, well, why'd you took this picture with her? Well, we was at the baseball game, you know, so as it got trickle down the road, I'm like, okay, listen, baby, I love you. I'm going to change. I'm going to do what I got to do. Like, I don't want to lose you. God brought us too close together, you know.
You tell the God, say it again.
Listen, something about damaged, mentally battered black women and Jesus just goes together. Like, you just tell them something about Jesus. You might get absolved. Like, you might just get involved for some sin that you did. Like, I'm just trying to tell some of your brothers this. Listen, man, you might have to take an L and go to Bible study or go to like Sunday night service with her. But at the end of it all, she'll forget it. Take her to Country Buffet or Ryan's or something or Dairy Queen. Like, she'll forget all of it. You know, like I said, I mean, I was just happy that I was getting that win. And not just from her. Now I had other females that were hitting me up. So I was like, yo, I don't want to give this up. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it definitely was on, you know, I definitely was liking the access to women. And you got to understand, as a dude, you got to listen, once you start a lie, it ain't no real way coming out of it without some type of, you know, somebody's going to lose in the end. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't want to be that one that loses. So you got to be able to keep track of your story. Luckily for me, I got that good memory where I can remember essays, where I can remember a reasonable story. Like, listen, yes, I did lie to you that, one, I wasn't ready to be a dad. Yes, I did. Like, she asked me the question in bed. Like, I hate when you ask, I hate asking questions in bed. Like, did you only just want to have sex with me? At first, yes, I only just wanted to have sex with you. But I grew feelings for you, and I realized that you're more than just a human being. You know, I started using, like, stuff that you hear in Family Matters with, like, Steve and Laura and stuff. And she actually was buying into that. Like, really? You actually love me more than just my body? Like, girl, when we kiss, I feel like our souls come together. And, you know, you complete me. I never thought I was beautiful. Oh, baby, you're beautiful. Like, really? You look at me, really? Like, But then again, I understand, like, she's so cute, she upsets the cost of my ugliness. So no matter what she does, it's going to be beautiful. Like, Amber Rose can be with that D's Nuts dude, but they see Amber Rose. They don't see D's Nuts. They just see Amber Rose. D's Nuts is overmasked by her beauty. So if y'all get that, like, you always see, you'll see that ugly dude. You'll see that ugly dude with a pretty chick. But nobody, they'll look at the ugly dude, but they'll more so look at the pretty chick. Like, why is she with him? Now, the ugly dude's like, yo, as long as I'm with her and she cares about it, all eyes on me. Now I'm center stage. That's some addictive power, because then you start learning how to become a linguist with your tongue. You start actually knowing what to do. I learned I had to lick a lot of kitty cats to get to the top of the mountain. So, let some of y'all know, it's going to be a lot of ugly chicks you got to go through before you get that pretty one.
Let me do this real quick. 379 people watching right now. Hell of a show. Guys, listen, man. Don't make me take this to Patreon and end the show. So I need to get the likes up, okay? I think we had a brother that just super chatted. Thank you for the support. Hurricane CeeLo's 29. Thank you so much. Smokehouse 199. Black women love them some church. All right, so I need you brothers to get the likes up, man. Help the brother get some subscriptions, all right? For those of you that are enjoying this, I hear a lot of, oh my God, this is a great show, but I don't see the likes. Where are the likes at, man? We're up all night giving y'all this entertainment. Come on, man, it's entertainment in this game. So everybody come on here and like the video. You know what I mean? For those who want to know his channel, it's in the description. Go in the description. We'll bring it out in a minute. Go in the description and hit the bell, subscribe. I'll put it in the chat here. BMT, let me ask you this. What was the outcome after you found out, you know, I mean, how did this relationship end?
Oh, simple. I couldn't keep it up. Like, it was too cost effective like that. And one of the main things about it was the disposition of the intellect, because now she's requiring me to actually be something that I know I could not be. You know, that's one thing about it. Like, I knew that, listen, I'm just that dude that just wants to get a win. I'm not trying to be that hero to save your village. Like, a lot of dudes, and a lot of dudes need to realize that, like, if you're an ugly dude, but you got other things going for you, like, just because you get that one GTD win, don't mean that's your final stop. Like, you got to have that some type of faith in yourself. Like, hey, maybe, I wonder how far can I go with this? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was the thing about me. Like, I started talking to, like, other people and traveling around and getting mentors, and my focus wasn't so much on women, mm-hmm. but more so on myself. Now, not to say I didn't have my thirst days. Oh my Lord, I had, like, thirst craving, like I was a crackhead. But, you know, it's that's what fat chicks are for. That's what KFC girls are for. Like, I didn't mind hitting up my shorty at Walmart and say, listen, I know you don't like me, but I have $40 in a bag of weed.
Wait. Okay, hold on 1 second. You would walk up to a chick and say, what now?
I know you don't like me. I know I'm not attractive, but I got $40 in a bag of weed. What's good? Now, pretty much they already knew that's good. She knew it was about. She was a girl that, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, she likes to smoke weed. She likes $40. And I'm like, listen, I understand. Don't get attached to this. Just hit it. Keep your drawers on. You know, don't even take off your socks, nigga. Like, get what you got to get and get the hell out. Hurry up. My doggone, my man's going to get home in about 2 hours. So you don't got no time to be cuddling. Get your behind out. I said, okay, that's fine. I'll be back in two weeks.
Okay, let me ask you this though. But with the more attractive chick, now you figured out that you lied to the chick, mm-hmm. and you couldn't keep it up. So did you keep on lying anyway?
Oh yeah. What? So why never stop? Why would I go to be honest? Like, this ain't no fairy tale.
But so, okay.
Who would do that?
Yo, hold on, y'all.
Who's gonna be honest?
Okay, hold on, wait. Y'all, get the likes up on the video. I need 41 people to take it to 200, all right? Do that for your boy, man. 41 will take it to we here chilling right now, man. How much time you got? You got about 30 minutes left?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Get the likes up, guy. All right, let's talk about this. So you found out you lied, right? Mm-hmm. And you like, look, okay, I know I can't do this and can't keep this up. So most people will be like, all right, I can't keep this shit up, so I'm not going to keep lying. But you was like, okay, I know I can't keep this shit up, so I'm going to still keep lying.
Yeah.
Tell me about another story that you did after this and how did it turn out?
Well, the way how I got out of that story, and I'm going to tell you, I lied to get out of there. First of all, I was already closing up the lease on my apartment. So I said, listen, my grandma's sick. She's moving back up north. Okay, so maybe we all can go. No, we can't go together. I'm going to be staying with my grandma. I don't want the boys to see her with cancer. So I'm going to have to leave. I want you to know I love you. And, you know, I'm going to call you. Now, she's like, you're going to call me? Like, yeah, I'll call you. Man, I lost her phone number, man. I didn't keep that phone number. We ain't doing no long distance love. That don't work. Like, I had a girl I was already talking to, like, I was literally only like the next county over. I was just that close. Like, I just knew that I can't go to the same location that she would go to.
Okay.
And then that's why I met. The best girls to find. Like, I met this girl, and don't judge me, y'all. I met this girl at the health clinic. You know what I'm saying? I used to go there to pick up my jimmies, and you know what I'm saying? You know, I might see a girl coming out of there who, you know, after she gets checked and cleaned and stuff. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, I'm all right. Like, yeah, I got dumped. Oh, well, who dumped you? My girlfriend dumped me. You know what I'm saying? I found out she was cheating on me, almost burnt me. Oh, really? My boyfriend almost burnt me too? Like, tell me about it. Like, these people are jerks. And she's like, really? Cheer up. I'm like, you know what? Listen, I'm trying to find somebody, like a coping. Like, I would go to like places like Alcohol Anonymous and buddies for friends. Like, I would go to coping places where people had mental distraught and lied to them on, you know, like talk to girls. You know, I would go to Bible study and talk to girls who were trying to reform from their horrid ways. And I know I was doing the wrong thing, keeping them out there in the streets, but I didn't want them to clean up yet. Jesus, you can't have them yet. Let me deal with them first before you touch them. And I would say, listen, like, let me tell y'all bad about it. There's this girl, she came in, like, my God, she had to been a devil. She came to Thursday, the pastor's revival. And Lord, like, every time she moved in that dress, like, the church must have shook. Like, we all just started shouting. And I was like, oh my goodness, and that boy, when I got on that drum, I was trying to show off. I was trying to do all kind of
wait. You was playing the drums at church.
Yeah, oh man, I was doing the drum, I was sweating.
Yeah,
hey, listen, you gotta be able to play the drums or the keyboard, be able to sing or do something for them to see. So, you know, I'm doing my little solo and stuff. I'm telling my cousin, like, listen, man, like, stop the keyboard at this section so that way I can do my little drums. Like, you know, I did a little smile. She's like, ah! I'm like, I got you. Yeah, you already see me now, girl. So you already know I'm coming down there and talk to you. See, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I go down there. So I see her going to her car. You know, I think it's her mama's car. You know what I'm saying? So she was going there. And I said, listen, the Lord told me to give you, you know, slide you this $20. She's like, oh, but I don't even know you. I'm like,
Wait, stop the show. You went and gave her a sanctified handshake?
Yep. With $20.
So you said the Lord, wait, stop.
The Lord told me to give you $20.
This nigga told me, he said the Lord. Y'all get the likes up for that comment. Get the likes up for that comment. That was good.
We got to do what we got to do to get the win. Hold on. Let me get hand up the chart. Hold on.
All right, go ahead. The Lord told me to give you $20, right? What happened? The white man holding back?
I'm back.
All right, so you told her the Lord told you to give her $20, right?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She was like, but I don't even know you. I was like, listen, doesn't even matter. Like, all that matters is that I know that God is going to bless you because this is why I'm giving you this $20. I started using that nice, clean, you know, that 80s musicals, 16 pretty music voice, and you know, I'm holding her hand, you know what I'm saying, and I'm rubbing her hand and stuff, you know, like I used to watch my granddaddy, you know, how they be rubbing women's hands stuff, so I took notes for them, and as they're rubbing hand, they get so, you know, I'm feeling her hand, and I notice now, if the woman clenches hands with you, that means she accepts you. If the woman keeps an open hand, that means she don't accept you. So when she clenched her hand and she looked me in my eyes, I'm like, gotcha. So I said, listen, if you ever need anything, call me. And I handed her my, you know, back then, that's when we had Boost Mobile. So I handed her my my phone number and my chirp. And, you know, I said, listen, if you ever want to pray, if you ever want to talk about anything, like, listen, call me. She's like, but what time can I call you? I said, listen, it don't matter. You can call me anytime. I'll be there. I'll come. I live with my grandma. It's okay. Who's your grandma? You know what I'm saying? So she's like, well, you know, Mother Gladys. I'm like, God dang, Mother Gladys. I didn't like Mother Gladys because she always used to get on me. But it was okay. I didn't know she. So I was like, okay. I said, it's all good. I said, don't worry about it. Like, she like, my mama's mean. I said, it's okay. Like, mama's like me. You know what I'm saying? No, Mother Gladys hated me, but it's okay. So, and I feel kind of bad, but I was lying right outside the church. I just got out and I said, I just went up there to say I got saved, and I'm already lying to a girl, but I she just looked too good, O'Shea. I couldn't pass her up. So, you know, she called me. Like, I had to wait like 2 days. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I'd be going to church, seeing if she's going to come back. She ain't come back and stuff. And I'm wondering, like, what's going on? So then one day, again, hello? Hey, like, you know, I'm going through something, and, you know, I feel alone. Like, What's going on? Do you need me to come over and pray? You know, I'm just salivating, just trying to hear any kind of juicy information I can on her. See, first part of being an ugly nigga is you got to build reconnaissance. You got to find out things about her, like what's her likes, her dislikes. Does she have kids? Does she have a job? How much money does she make? Does she need money? If she needs money, then that means you got a disposition over her. Does she have a car? See, you got to find out what's her weaknesses and what's her strengths. So as you start to build up that stat chart of what she got going for her, see, I got it down to analytical level. So I'll say, listen, I'll tell you what. I get paid on Friday. How about I take you out for a milkshake and some fries? We can go get some pulled pork sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? Go ice skating and, you know, have a good time. She's like, wow, I ain't never had a guy do that for me. And I was like, you ain't never been a man like me. I'm a man of the cloth, girl. Like, Jesus is my God. Like, I'm telling her all kind of stuff. She's like, man, I never dated a church boy. I'm like, you don't know. But I took her, you know what I'm saying? I took her ice skating. Like, man, I was trying so hard, man. And what happened was, you know, like, she was telling me, like, how she stopped trying to have sex. Like, you know, people trying to use her for her money. And she was singing and she wanted to get her rap album and stuff. And I said, well, I got my cousin. He plays keyboard and he makes beats. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can work something out. You see, that's one of the, you know, pluses of being part of a church. You know, somebody you always know does music. So I told my cousin, he's like, oh, man, I know that girl, man. Like, don't fool around with her, bro. She ain't never problems. I'm like, listen, bro, I need this win. Just help an ugly nigga out, please. Please. You know what it's like. He said, okay, man. But, all right. So she come there and starts singing. She sings horrible as hell. Like, she can't sing to save her life. Like, if Jesus would probably die again on the cross if she started singing. So we ain't gonna tell her that. So she's singing and everything. You know, I'm trying to play the drum to her while she's singing. And I said, I'll tell you what, how about we put you on the choir? How about I get you on the choir? Really? You want me to be on the choir? I'm like, baby, I believe in you. And I kissed her on the cheek. Now she's like, she looked at me. I was like, your boy's getting wins now. Like, oh man. Like she was like, you know, then she sang on that Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hopefully, you know, it sounded really bad, but we didn't care. Because I didn't care because, you know, she liked me and she kept looking back at me, and I let her do the solo. That was probably the worst thing that we ever did in that church that day, but it didn't matter. The bishop, he's deaf. He's half deaf, so he couldn't really hear her. So later on, she called me up. She said, that really meant a lot to me. Like, Joe, my mama's not going to be here Friday night. Do you want to come over? I'm like, for prayer? Like, you know, I've never been with a woman before. Really? She's like, I never heard of a black virgin. And I'm like, look at me. I've given my life to Jesus. Like, I've never had a woman before. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. But if I could, I would rub her feet and, you know, give her fellatio for hours on end. And I was telling her all kind of simp stuff that a woman would want to hear.
Right, right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? She was like, really? How good are you with that tongue? Man, I went and grabbed a dog on ice cream and was like pretending like I was looking at it. She's like, oh, I like that, Joe. Like, she's stopping. You'd be so bad. I was like, girl, you just don't know. Like, I'm like trying to plot out everything like Home Alone, like Macaulay Culkin. Like, how can I get this girl? Like, and all of a sudden they had to call me up, like, listen, Josiah, we need you to come to church. We need you for Friday night church. I'm like, listen. Can't y'all find somebody else to beat the drum? Like, come on now. Like, come on. Now, Josiah, I seen you with that girl. Listen, I'm just trying to help her. No, she just now had an abortion. She's still healing. I'm like, listen, that's okay. I'm not here to have sex with her. I felt so bad because I was lying to her mama and my mama about what I wanted to do, but I didn't care. I just wanted to get them draws. So I'm already lying to her, my mama, and her mama about what I want to do. So, but I didn't care. So I was like, yo, she called me up. She's like, you know, I've always wanted to be with a man that treat me like a woman. So, you know, I got to go over there. You know what I'm saying? She was like, you promise you're not going to try to have sex with me? I'm like, I promise. I'm not going to try. I am going to have sex with you. That was going through my mind. Like, whatever I said I was going to not do, I most likely was thinking I was going to do. So, of course, I always go with my game plan trick. First of all, massage the feet. Men, don't be afraid to massage a woman's feet. Women like foot massages and ankle massages and back thigh massages. That really gets them going. If that does not work, you can always try putting on Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat don't work. Go to either Luther, or Marvin. Now, I usually play Marvin, but Marvin is a safe bet. Like, who hates Marvin? So, you know, I'm playing that. And, you know what I'm saying? I brought her some food. You know, I brought her some Chinese food. And we sitting there eating dinner and stuff. And, you know, I started telling her some BS story on how, you know, all the women who come in my life have left me. And one girl left me at the altar at church and stuff. Now, she was like, wow, I can't believe a female will leave a guy like you. I'm like, yeah, you know, women, they're all the same. No, that's not true. Like, I can take that pain away from now. She's talking about she can heal me. Like, I'm like, how can you heal me? I can do things with my mouth and my cleavage. And I'm like, oh, well, I can't go that far. But nevertheless, the things she was talking about that she was going to do was pretty heavenly. So I was like, really? So, of course, you know, she's saying, like, I'm pretty strong, too. I'm like, really? I'm like, how strong? Now, for most guys, we always go with the wrestling trick where you wrestle the girl. And, of course, y'all always wrestle. Like, it's like loving basketball. You're wrestling your clothes off and stuff. So we playing with pillows and wrestling. We having a good time. I'm, like, so giddy. Like, her booty was just jiggling, O'Shea. It was just so heavenly. It was, like, on Booty Plumpers 12, like, the uncut version. And she was like, oh, I'm so sweaty. Like, I got to go upstairs and shower now. But she said she had to go upstairs and shower. I was like, oh, snap. I said, okay, go upstairs and clean up. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm like, what do you want me to do? Well, go wait in my room. Now, I'm like, oh, man, like, this is like some Boys in the Hood type of stuff. Like, I'm sweating. I went upstairs and I didn't know if I wanted to lay like this or I want to try to flex or pump myself up. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to look at all of a sudden my cousin hit me up at church. Yo, like, bro, like church is ending early. Like her mom was coming back. I'm like, what? What do you mean her mom coming back? Like now? Like, yeah, they're coming back. I'm like, oh god damn. Like I said, okay. How am I gonna work this? I said, listen, I said, hey, I knock on the door. And the door was open. So, you know, of course I'm going to the back. Hey, I have to go. And she was like, why you got to go? I'm like, listen, something happened at the church. And I'm like, dang, once I saw that water hitting her body, it was like pretty brown eyes. And I was like, oh, Lord. I was like, Lord, God must have made you just for me. She was like, come here. And I was like, oh, yes. So I had to be that doggone 5-minute quickie guy. It was okay. But I didn't expect her mama to come. And her mama came there. Now, I did make it out, but I had to, like, I went in her room and, like, slept under her bed for, like, half the night while her mama was asleep. I didn't think her mama would be doing prayer and then also be staying up all night watching, what's that, Charles Stanley? And then going doing prayer again. I'm like, God dang, this woman is connected to Jesus. Like, you think she's got somebody on the cross by now or save some souls. Like, what the hell? Like, so I had to, like, do all that. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I told my cousin to tell her mama because my car was parked outside. So I told my cousin, but she asked, why is Josiah's car parked outside? And, you know, my cousin called and said, hey, Joe, Josiah just dropped his car off. Because, you know, there's a friend of ours that lived close by. So, you know what I'm saying? He just dropped it out there. She said, okay. You know what I'm saying? All right. So I was like, okay. So that story's already out the way. You know what I'm saying? She was like, don't you got to go to church, Joe? Like, I'm like, yeah, but I'm just stay right here. Like, I don't want you to get in trouble. I don't want you to get in, you know what I'm saying? So guess what? When her mom went to sleep, you know, we had sex again. So I'm like, I got two times I got to have sex. I had shower sex and I had booty sex. And I was like, this is
booty? What is booty sex?
Listen, oh, booty. I'm trying to keep it clean, O'Shea. I'm trying to stay clean.
Oh my God. Okay. Listen, okay. Like, all right, booty sex.
I'm like, man, like, she was like, I really like you, Joe. I really do like you. Do you like me too? And I'm like, yeah, I like you too. You know what I'm saying? Like, something about like these pretty girls, and like this is the thing about it. Like, for an ugly dude, if you meet a pretty girl and they genuinely they find something for you, they find pretty girls like ugly dudes not so much off of the looks, but what the characteristics that the pretty dude brings out and gets and brings out of the female. Like, you can flip things in your favor, like chess, like, but you got to know how to play it right. And that was one of my strengths. Like, you know, I didn't mind taking the low roads to get to the king. Like, I understood I had to take a few L's, but hey, it paid off. Like, maybe I had to pay a few dollars. Maybe I probably had to lie to a few people. But in the end, like, you know what I'm saying? Me getting to have sex with her 14 more times, you know, that was so much worth it. Like, having the backseat and going behind the doggone house and going to the pool and, you know, all that cool stuff. You know, it was worth it. You know, I'd probably do it again. Yeah, I would do it again. I wouldn't care. So, I mean, that's the thing, honest about it. Like, sometimes when I hear these dating advice notes from these guys, I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't work in the dark skin Beetlejuice scenario book. Like, I can't afford to just be so old. I'm not Prince. I'm not Michael. I don't have an S curl. I have naps. Like, I didn't have pearly white teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta use what I got. You know what I'm saying? And after a while, like, when you start getting with a female, like when I finally got married, or when I finally actually started settling into my own shape as a man, I came to an acceptance. Now, this is the thing about it for a lot of ugly men.
Okay.
Once you come into acceptance that you know that you are ugly Negro.
Right.
Things get a lot easier for you.
Hello.
Because things get a lot easier for you. I want this is the thing about it. Like, once you understand, like, listen, I know I'm dark skinned. I know I'm ugly. What else can you do to me? Or what else can you tell me? Like, I get that. Now, let me show you what I got. Now, let me show you how I can, you know, hypnotize and mentally have sex with your mind by stimulating you with jokes. We got jokes. We know how to talk about things that, like music, culture, travel. Like, that's why being the ugly nigga, it has so many advantages. I feel bad for pretty dudes. Because ugly niggas, we don't got nothing to lose. We can be as reckless as we want. I mean, yeah, we might, you ugly. Okay, baby, but you smell, your breath smell like damn catfish meat. Like, okay. She's like, oh, you gonna say that to me? Yeah. Now, as you talk to trash to her, she ain't never had an ugly nigga talk trash to her. So when you talk to trash to a woman, but then she look at you like, okay, so this nigga ugly. But he got things going for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's well built. And he's well knowledgeable. And he ain't bowing to my feet. What is it about this man? I want to know. There's something about this man named Joe that I have to know. Like, what is it about you, Joe? Like, listen, whether you dump me or not, I'm going to still go home, get me a DiGiorno pizza, and play some video games. So I don't need your you know, permission. If you don't like what I got, it's fine. I understand that. I guess I'll just get it when I get it. I'll just work until a woman comes to my direction. Luckily, like, for me to get my woman, that took 2 years. 2 years of hard work. But by the time she got with me, like, I done built up so much stuff. Like, I had me my career. I did boxing. I was in the military. I done traveled. I had 2 vehicles. I had my own place. Like, she was like, I'm like, listen, I'm already doing everything without a woman. So, baby, what can you provide for me? So once you see what I got and I dropped the robe, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, ugly dudes understand that, listen, I don't know when I'm going to get to have sex. So the one time I'm going to have sex, I'm going to blow it out the park.
Hey, hallelujah.
I'm trying to let y'all know. Like, listen.
Hey, that is so true.
The thing about ugly dudes, we understand that, listen. Because we don't get it on the regular, we know that that's the Super Bowl. We got to make every touchdown.
That is definitely true.
We got to make every lick count, every stroke, every stop, move. Like, we doing all kind of moves that this girl ain't never seen before.
You
She's like, what is it about this dude? He's like an animal. You got to release the beast. You know what I'm saying? That's why there's just something about us dark-skinned brothers. There's a reason why they were so entranced by us in Africa. Like, these men are banging like animals. So, you know, when I finally got, man, listen, when I started dealing,
you're right,
when I started, I'm trying to stay clean for O'Shea, man. Yeah. Like, y'all just don't know my story, man. Like I said, like, I like girls were telling, like, listen, Joe, the way that mouth game is with him, girl. Now, I don't say nothing now. I understand she won't tell her friend, and it's okay. Yeah, you want to tell your friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, it took those two ugly girls that I had to, you know, do what I had to do for when they tell, because for every 2 to 3 ugly girls, there's a pretty girl. And they gossip. Women gossip about their good times because they want to let you know, like, oh, word, your man afraid to go down there? Well, not Joe. Joe's 45 minutes. What? Girl, he goes 45 minutes? Why would he do that? I don't know. He did that. And he didn't want nothing back. Now, of course, I wanted some back, but I had to fast and abstain myself.
Right.
You had to mentally get in. Well, listen, baby, let me just please you. So that way you'll know that I just want to see you satisfied. And me doing that, women just say, oh, Joe, I heard what you did to Deidre. What are you talking about, girl? Now, I know what I did to Deidre. But what are you talking about? Well, I heard that. You know what you did to Deidre. The same thing I could do to you. Oh, Joe, you're so nasty. You really do that? I'll do it from the back.
Oh, boy.
You gotta be slick. Listen, we gotta have our tricks and our trades, and we got to have that certain type of game that we got to know how to spit. Like,
from the back.
There's no rule. There's no rules in this game, man. It's win by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about it. And when you get that win, you make it count. So when you get that win, then they're going to call you back. They might not call you back that same day. They might not call you back that same week. But if you did it right, you did it right. You know what I'm saying? They'll call you back. It might be that, you know, I had times where they're like, okay, you know, it was good. Other times, you know what I'm saying? Now, the thing about it, let me tell you right now.
Mm-hmm,
for some of y'all, ugly dudes, this is where some of y'all mess up. I gotta warn some of y'all. If you have sex, you never brag about who you are screwing. Because you, as an ugly dude, the prettier guys and the ugly dude are looking at, they're gonna match up to you like, Joe can get that. I know I can get that. Now you gotta compete. You never tell what your arsenal is. You don't tell what you're doing. Because the other guys are looking at like, well, if he can get it, I can get it too. I know some of y'all brothers have had it where your friend snatched your girl from you. Or some dude, you was talking about it in the locker room. This is why I never tell my sex files. If they told, that's on them. But mm-hmm. I never told what, if it was somebody that I was getting at the time or I was interested in, I didn't let nobody know. Because I wanted me to keep my eyes on the prize. I didn't want other guys having to focus on it, because if your eyes are focused on them, the other guy's going to have their eyes focused on them. Mm-hmm. Same thing for females. When females start saying, hey, like something about Joe, like he looks like he's more bulked up. Now other females are going to start noticing. But the thing about it is you can't let other people, you can't reveal your moves. Brothers, we cannot reveal our moves. Oh, I had sex with Sharonda. Oh, word? Now you shamed her, because now everybody knows that Sharonda's out there banging ugly dudes. Now she didn't. Now when you call her up, she ain't gonna pick up the phone. Why you tell them that? Now they think I'm some type of hoe. See, I don't want people to know that. I want you to stay that classy girl on the pulpit. But when you want to be a sinner tonight, call me up, Sharonda. When you want that linguist tongue, me speaking in Chinese and doggone dogma, call me up. I'll do the things I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I lick the toes and roll your hair back and stuff. I'll do all that. But I'm not going to let other people know what I do. That's something my daddy told me. My daddy said, you don't ever let other men and other women know your moves in the bedroom. When you do that, you're messing up. My daddy told me that. You never tell your move. You don't tell. When you got a hand, you got a winning hand, you don't tell what you got. You wait till everybody plays their hand, then you play your hand.
Exactly.
And I live by that rule today. That's how I got mine. I held out for 2 years. I played the game well. Now, about having the side chicks, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's when it gets more tricky. That's when it gets trickier.
Oh, man. Let me do this real quick. Let me update this real quick. Thank you for the brothers, man. That have been supporting the super chat. We going. Let me hold on. I gotta try to up, man. The white man is holding my information back here, but let me do this real quick. Let me go to some of the brothers, man, that's been supporting. I know y'all getting a kick out of this. You know, black men, they like entertainment too. You know, like black men like to laugh. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I know that they would get, because you know when I did my stream earlier, I know this would be funny, but it's some real shit though. Brothers like to laugh, you know what I mean? So I figured, mm-hmm. man, tonight we give y'all a little bit of this BMT is highly entertainment. So Brother Rain said he had to pull his car over. He said he had to pull his car over, man, because he get ready to have an accident. Let me go ahead on and shout out. BMT had me cracking up while driving, just pulled over. Great show. Thank you. The John Watson, the Lord told me to give you $2. Xavier Mathis, BMT, you wrong, dog. AA meetings. Marcus A. Brown, Hotep, Hotep. Now, let me see who's new to the channel. Let me just see this real quick. I know I got a lot of subscribers. I got a video that hit real big as of late, got like 97,000 views. So if you're new in the live stream, comment. I know I see some of the old people here, but if you're a new person, you just subscribed recently, shout yourself out in the live stream comments. You know, we love to hear, what's up, Rambo Gaming? Good to see you, brother. Okay. Oh, Trucking with Blue Money. I'm too. Okay, all right. The brother donated over there. Thank you, brother. How you enjoying the channel so far? Good to see you. Let me get some of you new, brother, you new people in here. Come on here, comment, man. We want to talk to you guys. Break Heart, thank you. I'm new. Good to see you. Good to see some of you old niggas, too, in this motherfucker. Had high def. So, y'all, I'm new, fam. Thank you. West End Warlord. D. Darrell, Player Darrell, man, I seen you over on Information Man Show, man. Why you didn't tell me you had a YouTube channel, man? Coming in here with all these suits on and stuff. I didn't know you was in the psychiatry building, business, man. Black Panther 11, damn, sorry, Mr. Chad, I know y'all killed it. You know we doing it. Boar Drive TV, thank you so much. New Booty, Hug Pie Face, good to see you. We welcome all of you people here. The few, Mr. Two, nigga, you ain't new. You've been here for a long time. All right, let's talk about this, man. With this lion stuff, man. You know, this is... These guys said you don't have to do that though, brother. I mean, like Allen Roger Curry, you know, Super Sly 75. You know, I'm Team Ugly. I understand where you're coming from. I mean, yeah, I guess I do my little lying here and there, but do you really think the ugly niggas got to lie to get pussy? Do you think it's really necessary?
When I first started out, I told you guys, you're already coming at a negative position. If you have the money and the resources,
okay,
then you have something to weigh the cost of the aesthetics. You have something to weigh the cost of the aesthetics. You know, I understand Bill Gates could have any woman in the world, but he doesn't have the most beautiful woman in the world. He doesn't. He's an ugly woman.
Yeah, he's a very ugly woman.
If you look at most successful men, they're not pretty. They're ugly.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, you notice that they don't have no woman to offset the cause. Like, hey, look at my beautiful 19-year-old wife. No, you don't see that. You see them with a ugly, shoot up mushroom woman.
Yeah, that's true.
Being for real, like, the thing about it is, if you have that type of resource, mind you, I'm the come up kid. I came from the ground on up. I built up my resources. So I did what I did to get my wins. Now, again, if you come from a family where you got your namesake and all that stuff, and even then, that only but carries you but so far, because if you're an awkward kid like Drake, you see his choice of women, they're ugly. Why would a man with all that money wife up and pregnant up an ugly chick? The thing about it is because you go to what you're familiar with, what makes you comfortable. You see, the thing about it, brothers, is y'all, I get what O'Shea said, like, as an ugly dude, do you have to lie? I would say, yeah, you're going to. That honesty, let your conscience be your guide, crap, it don't work. It don't. But if that's the case, you wouldn't have to go get resources. You wouldn't have to build up your resume to get a woman. You could just come to you as is. So because you had to tell yourself, listen, I need to go get I and Z before I can go slay the dragon. You already know you had a negative disposition. Now, I mean, we ain't gonna be here tonight, and I ain't gonna tell you that, listen, you can just walk up as an ugly dude. And the prettiest girl in school gonna fall on her face at your feet. No. If you that guy that has everybody flocking at your feet, mind you, usually the ugly dude is the loudest, most obnoxious, class clown. He has to do something to get noticed. And I mean, to have the people actually want to talk to him and actually have to want to tolerate and deal with him. Mm-hmm. Other than that, he's just that ugly dude. Don't you notice the ugly girl is always the most brash and rowdy and most craziest girl in the classroom? But guess what? All the pretty boys want to what? Mess with her because of that behavior. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to the door.
Hey, wait, high dev said, I will Monday night football her. Oh, shit.
Okay. So, like I said, all right, son, daddy talk. Back to what I was saying. Listen, I'm teaching my sons the game. Luckily, I have some pretty kids. Usually for an ugly dude, You get a pretty person, kind of upsets the cause. So that way you don't have that many ugly kids. So I'm lucky. I'm not going to lie to you. Your kid is ugly. You better start telling the truth. You're ugly. So we got to get you some type of talent or skill. So that way you can possibly make it in the world. Yeah. I'm tired of y'all telling y'all kids that if they're ugly, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. No. That's why y'all see so many of these kids, they can't handle rejection. Because you're not giving them the proper tools to tell them, listen, you better have something going for yourself. You better be able to shoot. Better be able to dance. You better be able to like praise dance, play the drums, keyboard, do something to make people like you.
Right.
If you don't, then be prepared to be. The world is going to be. We're going to be seeing some darkness go on. Like I try to tell you, like I had time to have. I was around the right type of people and mentors. Like my mom and them messed me up. Oh, baby, don't worry about it. You're pretty. The right girl gonna come to you. Like, mama, stop lying. The girls literally were throwing rocks at me on the bus. Like, come on now. you make it seem like me getting up, going there, wearing that ugly sweater that grandma made me, and wearing them doggone church socks. Oh my gosh. Like, any kid that had to wear black church socks to school, but you didn't have white church socks, it was rough for us, man. It was really rough. It was hard, but we didn't curse. All the bad kids got the curse. We were scared to curse, but we somehow we thought our parents were behind every corner. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't be funny, you couldn't be bad. So you're ugly and you're afraid to be a bad kid. So now you got everything in the world against you. Like I said, you got to have some type of skill or talent to upset the cause. I don't know why these pretty Ricky dudes with the nice hair, pretty teeth, and it look clean as the sun. They be telling all you ugly dudes, like, listen, hey, you just look that girl in the eyes and say, listen, either you're with me or you can just hit the road. You're not going to say that. I don't know why you ugly dudes think y'all can say that like that. You're not no Barack Obama. You ain't no doggone, what's that dude on New Jack City? You're not even Wesley Snipes. Only way people were looking at Wesley Snipes was because he had money. And he does martial arts. And he was cool. Y'all ain't like that. Sorry. So we got to be for real. A lot of you ugly dudes like me, y'all better have something going on for yourself. We need to start being real. This is a new game, ugly niggas, we are in. White girls are fascinated about us, but they want to piss off white men that, guess what? I got this ugly black dude, and he has sex with me better than you ever can, Tommy. What? Hillary? Yep. And it makes me, it warms my heart. Every time I see an ugly black dude with a white girl, I warm my heart. I'm like, yes, team ugly for another win.
Yeah, we coming back, nigga. Don't worry.
We coming back, baby.
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers is in trouble, boy. For the two, like for 2019, nigga. I'm.
You know, we done calloused up, man. We've been built for this, man.
It's gonna be on the cracking. Let me just do the shots to my man, Mike Larry. Mike Larry, BMT made my night with the wisdom and knowledge is being conveying. O'Shea stays giving us classic videos and great content. Hey, y'all notice I've been back on my OG shit, man, right? I've been dropping like two videos a day on my main page. So I know a lot of guys are missing that 2016 O'Shea. I'm trying to bring it back. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, I've been getting a lot of views as of lately. I noticed it's getting back to what it was, not like what it is now, but it's getting back up there. But I appreciate the pour. I've been doing the things, but do me a favor, guys. 36 more likes will get us to, you know what I'm saying, 300. This is definitely a classic. I'm pretty sure this is gonna do a lot of views. So if you in here, 36 likes will get us to 300, and I need that from you, brothers. Right? I'm glad to see all the new people that's in here fellowshipping with us. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate you guys coming in, the new people. I know I got a lot of new subs, so thank you, guys. Can't shout all of you out, but thank you for being here. Hope you guys get a kick out of this community we got. Keep it techie. I think I just got your email, brother. I'm going to respond to you. 25 more likes, brothers. 25 to 300. And then let's get my man some subscribers. He came over. He gave a hell of a show. You know what I mean? He gave a hell of a show today, man. This is the manosphere is where it's at. You know what I mean? We 21 more likes, y'all. 300. The manosphere is where it's at. So, the solo shit in the cartoon is fire. So let's do this. Let's get BMT. I'll give you a free shout out. Right now, free shout out if you subscribe to this channel. So just do me one thing, because yeah, he came and rocked it. And he rocked it the last time he was over here though. He rocked it on the one episode. He He a pretty good dude, man. Let me go ahead and do this real quick. Oh, for those of y'all, that's his channel. I'm putting it there. So subscribe, hit the bell for 5 minutes. Give you a shout out if you do that. Say subbed. So subscribe, hit the bell. He goes live. I mean, he has like over 11,000 subscribers. So let me know that you have done that and keep liking the video. 11 more will get us to 300 and we'll go ahead and close it out because it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was supposed to have Irene on the night, but I was like, this would be probably a little bit more. Thank you, Gorillas in the Mist, for subscribing, brother. I appreciate you. Yeah, I got a fresh.
Thank you, guys. Thank y'all for subscribing.
Got like juice. Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got I know I'm doing. I do lives on BMT2 Unfiltered. I need to probably get that over to O'Shea. BMT2 Unfiltered. I'm more active on that channel right now because the old channel has a strike. I think I told you about that. The other channel has a strike. So I mean, the new channel is like at 2,000, 2.56. Okay, like it's coming up more, but I'm more active over there on BMT2 Unfiltered. We actually have more guests coming over there. I think we're supposed to be talking about a lot more political topics and some stuff. But yeah, for the most time, this is when I really get to cut up is with like Big Brother O'Shea and a lot of the guys in the Mantle Spirit. This is like I feel at home. This is like where I definitely actually tell you the truth. This is actually where I got my biggest hit. I'm not gonna lie. A lot of brothers, we gotta pay homage. Like O'Shea has put a lot of us on, like when he brings us on his show. So that's why I try to send a lot of men over to the Mantle Spirit and definitely the Negro Mantle Spirit, O'Shea's channel, because this is how I got my hit. Like he brought me on here and we did a show. So you know, keep the support going.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Some of this. Thank you, Coach Carter, for subscribing. Thank you, T-Rich, for giving the like. Have a sheet. Bye bye from Australia. Oh, all right, man. So, guys, BMT2 Unfiltered. Let me see if I can do that. I forgot all about that, man. Your thirst boxes are alive. Oh, man. Thank you. New BMT said, thank you, Hug B, Pie Face. Thank you all, man. I appreciate all you people. BMT2 Unfiltered. Let me do that. I'll throw that. So, guys, again, I'll put that in the description too. BMT2 Unfiltered. You know, he's over there quite often. All right. And so I'll put that in the description. Again. Hell of a show, man. Anything else? Thank you, Mac Tyree, for something. O'Shea, like Jackie Robinson, you breaking the barriers for us in the long run. Thank you. Thank you, Trio. Anything else you want to tell your new subscribers, brother?
Hey, man. Like, get the win, bro. Like, a lot of us are like cold. We got to do what we got to do with Big Shirley to get that win. So ain't no shame in the game as long as you get the win. That's all I tell y'all. Your truth is your best lie. Just keep that in y'all pocket. Y'all do what y'all got to do. Y'all be fine.
All right. And again, thanks, Larry. Thanks, Troop from Troy. He said, O'Shea got a knack for fighting talent. You damn right, man. Brothers, thank you so much. Check out the Thirst Box. If you have not checked out the Thirst Box, press 6 for those of you, right? Check out my Thirst Box series. Thirst Box, for the new people, it's my hilarious episode series where guys are getting exposed. It's great. You will not be disappointed. It's funny. It's like a cartoon. So make sure you go check it out. Check out the Thirst Box. Mac Tyree, Coach. Okay, so if you haven't checked it out, right, do me a favor. I'm going to put this here. If you have not seen my Thirst Box, man, I need you to go look at it right now. I think it's the best shit. On Black YouTube, you know what I'm saying? It's the best shit, so it's hilarious. It's a new series that I'm doing, and a lot of people were fans of it. I just started it last month, so you know, go ahead and click on it here. That's the Thirst Box right there, right? So check it out. Let everybody know it's episode 13. You go to my video list and then watch all of them, and then let me know what you think of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna start letting people pick out the scenes. You're gonna vote and you can pick out like what song am I gonna do next? What am I gonna do next? So make sure you check out Thirst Box series. Thank you, Mr. Edmore. They're amazing. Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy doing it for the brothers, man, because of the brothers, really, they get a kick out of the shit. They think it's hella funny. So, you know what I mean? Thank you, man. I thank you. Love you, brothers, man. It's so fun doing these shows with y'all and doing these shows for you guys. Shout out to Black Male Talk BMT. We'll see you guys tomorrow on the Brother Pill. Are white girls easy? That is a topic. You know what I mean? Are white girls easy? That's gonna be crazy. So make sure. Yeah, and you actually you BMT, you was calling in a lot on the first season when me and Steve was doing the Thirst Box. What do you think? Did you like? Do you like the this season more or the first season more?
I like this one right here. You definitely stepped up the notch. Like, it's definitely like listening to like a TV show now because you got different characteristics. It's a whole nother feel. You took what you did there and you revamped the team on how you attack things, on like calling out certain stuff. And like, dang, I hit up that girl's inbox like 15 times. Like, I didn't think he was gonna talk about that. Like, and it be on some pretty good stuff, man. Like, it be making me feel guilty, but definitely I'm like, man, I am that type of nigga. So I like it. So definitely I be calling in. I tell a lot of brothers, you want some information, call up the channel. You know what I'm saying? But if you come in correct, O'Shea and them, they like to roast people. Like, I ain't lying, man. I be hurting me, my feelings. They be cursing out niggas on that shit. Him and Donovan, and doggone LAR, yeah. They be cursing out dudes and they don't give a shit. I be waiting for somebody just to go to the wall, bro. I be trying to wall too many niggas.
Yeah. So first season was definitely more funny. It was definitely funnier than this season, but you know what I mean? This one is, I think, overall is more dense. So, guys, thanks. Me and Stutter and Kev going to do something this week. So, guys, thanks again. Reverend Dr. Do You Wrong, yeah, he's a fool. So, guys, thanks so much. And then also, for the new people, if you haven't got my Dr. Action comic, email me at planetoshea@gmail.com. I'll get it to you. It's free. And then also, we got the Negrocratic Party comic coming out in the beginning of next year. So I'm going to write that whole thing for Christmas break, the Negrocratic Party. And it's going to be starring me as president of Black America. It's going to be hilarious. So that, you know, so thank you guys. Thanks again, BMT. We got a lot of good things coming. Appreciate you, brothers. Have a nice night. See y'all tomorrow.
Peace.
Peace.